ಉಪದೇಶ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಗೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಪವರ್, ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್. ಆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ will go on automatically. You want to meditate. You sit alone in a quiet place, preferably first thing in the morning, before the mind gets involved in worldly activities. You close your eyes. You remember the Guru with reverence. You pray for grace. You begin to focus on the I am feeling. The mind starts to roam around. To control this, you watch your breathing process. Just watching the breathing quietly, slowly, a few times. Breathe in, breathe out. Just watch the breathing. Then, when the mind is slightly calmer, you start your inquiry, "Who am I?" Then you watch the thoughts that keep coming up. Where are they coming from? Watch keenly. These thoughts were not there in deep sleep, but now they are there. That means they are not real. They just appear and disappear. So, why should I pay attention to them? Ramana says, thoughts come because of the root thought, I. Look for the source of the I thought. So, from where is this I thought arising? Pondering thus, look as keenly and as deeply as you can. If your mind starts roaming, bring it back to the quest of I. From where is this I thought arising? Now, when you thus perform your self-inquiry, the following questions may come up. If I keep meditating, how will my worldly affairs go on? Who's going to perform all the necessary actions and duties? The following teachings from Ramana Maharishi offer the solution to these questions. Here is a conversation where Ramana Maharishi explains the subject matter. Maharishi, Mauna, total silence, is the highest form of upadesha, teaching. It signifies silence as master, disciple, and practicer. One of the three sannyasins, monks, who were visiting Maharishi, began a discussion. Devotee, if one remained quiet, how is action to go on? Where is the place for karma yoga? Maharishi, let us first understand what karma is, whose karma it is, and who is the doer. Analyzing them and inquiring into their truth, one is perforce obliged to remain as the self in peace. Devotee, how will the actions go on if I do not act? Maharishi, who is asking this question? Is it the self or another? Is the self concerned with actions? Devotee, no, not the self. It is another, different from the self. Maharishi, so it is clear that the self is not concerned with actions. and the question does not arise. Here is another conversation where Ramana Maharishi clarifies the matter even more. This teaching was given to a visitor who asked the following question. Maharishi said yesterday that while one is engaged in search for God within, outer work would go on automatically. Should one keep part attention on the physical work? Maharishi explains to him as follows. The self is all. Now I ask you, are you apart from the self? Can the work go on apart from the self? Or is the body apart from the self? None of them could be apart from the self. The self is universal. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. Devotee, the work may suffer if I do not attend to it. Maharishi, because you identify yourself with the body, you consider that the work is done by you. But the body and its activities, including the work, are not apart from the self. What does it matter whether you attend to the work or not? Suppose you walk from one place to another place. You do not attend to every single step that you take. After a time, however, you find yourself at your destination. You notice how the work, that is, walking, goes on without your attention to it. Similarly, it is with other kinds of work. So said Ramana Maharishi. So, when you are engaged in deep inquiry or meditation and questions arise about performing your duties of the world, remember the following teaching and continue your contemplation. The teaching is, all the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. Devotee, the work may suffer if I do not attend to it. Maharishi, because you identify yourself with the body, you consider that the work is done by you. But the body and its activities, including the work, are not apart from the self.